And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show broadcast itself way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back on over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Solid conservative and just plain right. All right. Hey, I got to tell you, we literally have some amazing sponsors, one of whom is the Elm Foundation. Elm, E-L-M, Elm Foundation. If you are not familiar, they're a 501c3, a nonprofit based out of Huntsville, doing amazing things. I'm just speaking extemporaneously here. Amazing things to literally help people make their lives better. I mean, they're helping folks get off the street. They're doing it not by throwing money at it like the government does. They're walking people through the process of becoming productive citizens in modern society. How do you get job certifications? How do you build a resume? How do you get yourself back to a place where you can afford a home? How do you do things that better your position in life? And oh, by the way, they walk them through it, like with accountability. They're going to be there for them and say, hey, you haven't hit your milestones yet. What are you doing? Show us the proof. Where you been? They're going to do this, and they're going to do it in a loving, caring way that actually makes a difference in people's lives. So check them out. The website is ELMHSV, because they're Elm from Huntsville. The Elm Foundation, ELMHSV.org. It's a .org. ELMHSV.org, the Elm Foundation. And if you talk to them, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. So we're going to jump into a little bit of this last dipper. I will get the dippers done. But before we do that, by popular demand, we're going to replay for the very fourth time.
The very fourth time.
We had a sound clip earlier that by popular acclaim has been requested multiple times. And so this is, if you didn't hear it earlier, this is Ron DeSantis's people mocking the fact that men are proud of competing in women's sports. Play it.
Team DeSantis presents
Real Men of Women's Sports.
The real
Today
men of women's
sports. We recognize the men who've hacked the system.
Hacked the system.
Once mediocre in the men's division, now cream of the crop in the women's.
From mediocre to champion.
You couldn't cut it with the boys, so you pushed women off the podium.
Real men steal first place.
Because without you, sports would be fair. Without you, women's sports would be for, well, women.
Oh, you know what? Mockery is what is needed here. And that's, I mean, first of all, it's a serious topic. It is wrong. It should not be happening. It makes a mockery of science, of social. I mean, it's taking all of the various aspects of culture and turning it on its head. And it's only because a few people need to be, you know, addressed affirmatively, like, you know what, dude, you're not a chick. You're not. If you're gay, I get it, you know, I'm sorry, but you're not a chick. And then on top of that, oh, by the way, how about the women who have done all they can to compete and earn the right to continue competing, who are having their morale crushed, their motivation shut down, and their opportunity for award and advancement for their efforts just crushed by dudes showing up and breaking girls' records and feeling good about it? Sucks. All right, hey, number three on the Triple Dipper. Range anxiety. Remember this one, Boomer? Range anxiety?
Oh, yeah.
So a term we didn't know existed, but is actually out there. You can Google it. Range anxiety. So let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
All right. If in your big old truck could be electrified.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it could go maybe 212 miles without a new charge. Would you feel good about it?
I would not feel good about
it. That's right. Because you got friends out of state you want to go see, right?
Yeah, I just wouldn't feel good. I mean, I know it probably will have the little dashboard that says, hey, your charging station is over here. Or, you know, it'd direct me the way of the charging station. But then I'd have to wait another 30 minutes just to get a charge.
Easily.
So, yeah. Okay. Nah, not on it.
All right. Do you... As a red-blooded, free market, capitalist-loving American, do you have any problem with somebody having an EV if they want to?
No. I don't. I mean, if somebody wants to have an EV, there
you go. Their choice, right?
There you go, dude. I mean, I will say this. I was we were out test driving cars the other day, and I hopped in a Jeep Wrangler. Right. I'm like, yeah, Jeep Wrangler,
I'm
right?
I'm a Jeep guy.
So I got in and I said, "Whoa, what's up with this stuff on the dashboard?" He goes, "Oh, it's the hybrid Jeep, electric Jeep. So it actually does gas and electric."
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and I've always thought the hybrid kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Run around town, you're in electric mode, save a little money, get on the highway, need a boost, go gas mode.
Exactly.
I don't have a problem with that.
That's okay, I think.
I think so. Yeah. My grandbabies live 12 hours away.
You got to have gas.
Do you think for a second I'm going to go, well, I feel good about driving something that can go 200 miles before I have to stop and get recharged?
Yeah, I know a lot of people are like, everybody stops to go to the bathroom. Yes, but then you have to wait 30 minutes to recharge. Now, there are those special stations.
Hang on.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, you're not. I'm going to say, there are indeed those charging stations maybe take 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's assuming one's available because they're not already taken by somebody else who just started taking 30 minutes.
Oh.
What if you're third in line? You're there an hour waiting for the chance to sit there for another 30 minutes. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
I'm right. Solid conservative is playing right. So I will be honest with you. Hang on. You were in the middle of a sentence and I cut you off. What was that?
I don't remember now. Okay. Okay. It wasn't important.
Allergy medicine. Okay. all right. So, yeah, range anxiety. First of all, I will say this. Ain't every Democrat happy with what's going on with the President Biden? This came out just in the last few days and accelerated the timelines. He is requiring right now that there be a boost to EV sales beginning by 2030, accelerating into 2032. He wants an ambitious goal of ensuring that 67% of all new cars sold will be electric by the mid-2030s. 67%. I got news. That is not going to happen. Not going to happen for a variety of reasons. If you didn't hear my monologue at the beginning of the show, I encourage you to get it off our podcast because I talked about this very thing. It makes no sense whatsoever. Do I care if you want an EV? Nope. Go get you that little big Nissan Leaf that could fit in the back of my truck. That'd be fine. You are welcome to it. I will not question your testosterone levels. You go right ahead and do that. But all that to say, euphemistically aside, all that to say, if you want one, go get it. That is capitalism. That is the free market. That is the mousetrap you chose to be the better one. But what we're looking at right now is it's being forced down our throats. And there is no way the infrastructure is going to be complete for us to be able to sustain what they're asking for. It makes no good sense. And even the experts and some Democrats are saying that. Joe Manchin, story on the Daily Wire, came out today. Joe Manchin is slamming the Biden administration. He says they're forcing us into China's hands because the majority of the materials needed to build these major battery systems that are required for a big EV push, much of it comes from China. The bulk of it comes from China. He says this whole thing, the EPA is lying. This is a quote, Joe Manchin. The EPA is lying to Americans with false claims about how their manipulation of the market to boost EVs will help American energy security. He says, in reality, this is a Trojan horse. To meet these timelines will mean that we'll have to strengthen our reliance on minerals and technologies controlled, not just like ongoing, but controlled by the Chinese. And he basically says that the Biden administration is just full of it. So that ain't going to happen. I'll also tell you, too, that the Inflation Reduction Act, which didn't reduce inflation, by the way, I'm pretty sure inflation hasn't really gone away yet. Bacon still costs way too much. There's got these major tax credits because what do they have to do? It's take away your tax dollars to push you towards something you don't really want to buy. And if you buy the right one of the ones you don't want to buy, then they'll give you some of your tax dollars back in the form of a tax credit. Yay! It's a self-licking ice cream cone is what that is. The vast majority of all electric vehicles, according to the Epoch Times, do not even qualify for tax credits. And the tax credits go up to $7,500, but it depends on what kind you buy. There's only 16 models from four different manufacturers that are even eligible for tax credits right now. So, and they have to be built in America, and the part not being listed here is I'm pretty sure they have to be built in a union plant. That's a requirement from the Biden administration. Yeah. So the bulk of them are disqualified right out the bat. You've got all kinds of requirements about what kind of batteries they use and yada, 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 yada. Like Tesla's Model 3 and Model Y all-wheel drive, those, They are qualified for the full $7,500 tax credit. Okay, cool. But Ford's F-150 Lightning, the truck, it can get a $7,500, but all their other models, the E-Transit, the Mustang Mach-E, the Mustang Mach-E Standard, why would they have a standard and an extended range? Why would they do that? They only get a half credit. So it's like, okay, they're driving you there, teasing you with these things with your tax dollars, and it's not really there. Yeah, nice try. You can't have it. You bought the wrong one. Great. It's also doing things that are causing some serious angst about people's jobs. Texas, they point out in Texas. And by the way, Alabama is known as the Detroit of the South now because of our auto manufacturing. But Texas, Toyota is not happy. In fact, Toyota's been on the record. They're the number two automaker in the U.S. by sales volume, and they've been very outspoken about their criticism, according to Reuters. The piece came out yesterday, or now actually came out today. Reuters is saying that Toyota in San Antonio, Texas, they're not happy about this because it's going to wind up costing them market share. It's going to wind up pushing them to build models that they're already having trouble selling anyway, and that the Tesla plant right down the road is going to get a bigger boost. And it's going to wind up in pushing their bottom line. And then you have to look at infrastructure. We don't have the infrastructure now, nor will we have it in 5 to 10 years. And then you look at California is going hog wild, saying they're going to have heavy commercial trucks have to be. In fact, where is that? They just got approved to exceed the federal guidelines. Yeah, the Biden administration just last 2 weeks ago said that California is allowed to require half of all heavy commercial grade trucks to be electric by the year 2035. It was just last summer, California was asking people to stop charging their cars because they were facing summer blackouts because their grid couldn't handle the heat. The heck? All right, I got about a minute for a break. Let me jump on the line real quick. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How are you, brother?
Doing good, Phil.
Good, man. What's on your mind? Yeah.
You know, I'm not a mechanic, and I don't play one on TV, but if you just get in there, bottom floor with me, with this little Volt Agra, the little blue generator that can, I can guarantee you we can get you on down the road and make it to your destination.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. What? Especially if you got an older car that needs a little bit of help anyway.
Well, what about this? How about we just put windmill turbines on top of your vehicles and they're gathering electricity while they drive?
Well, yeah. I mean, the solar panels and everything else. And this crazy thing about in California, by the time you put a battery in a truck large enough to power this thing for any length of time at all, you're going to have the capacity to haul a pickup load of product.
Yeah.
You're going to have 60,000 pounds of battery.
And I can't help but wonder, too, somewhere along the line, what about long haulers? Like, you know, you've got a route. You run the same route pretty often, pretty daily, don't you, for the most part?
Oh, yeah, the same thing every day. I know every bump in the road for 600 miles.
So you'll know your spots. If you had to pull off and recharge or whatever, you would know your – but how about long haulers who may get picked up to do something and ship it all the way to Alaska? I mean, how much is it going to add to their timing and overhead to have to keep stopping to charge and spend the time to do it? And then also, by the way, hoping they can find one.
Yeah, and I'm confined by time anyway. I only have legally 11 hours of drive time.
Oh, that's right.
And 14 hours of every day working. So, you know, I don't have... You know, I stop at a truck stop, it takes me anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes just to fuel up.
Wow.
You know, if I was going to charge something up, oh, my gosh. Yeah. If it takes a car a half hour, it's going to take me 3 hours just to get enough to go down to the next charging station.
Well, just take heart in knowing that California has it all figured out, brother. They got it going on. They know exactly what to do, sort of.
You know,
maybe.
They are brilliant people out there.
At least those in office.
No.
I think.
Oh yeah. They,
I think a lot of the brilliant Californians have already moved to Florida and Alabama.
You think maybe that's why they come up with this thing, huh?
I guess. All right, brother, we got to take a break, man. We're there. You have a great day. Be safe on the road.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good
one. All right, see you. Take us there, buddy. We'll go there right now. Take that last break. Come right back. I will tell you, by the way, as we're going to break, you hear these ads playing? If you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, if you like what we do and who we are, We would love to talk to you. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and where it says advertising and contact, send us a message. It's happened four times in the last few days, and we're in touch with people already and lining up meetings to get them on as advertisers. We would love to have you. It's part of how we support the show, and we sell our own ads, so you got to call us. Rightsideradio.org, advertising. Send us a message. We'd love to have you. Be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. It's a three-dipper day, bud. A
three-dipper day.
Liking it. Yes. I just got a congratulations from Leanne for making it a three-dipper day. That's thank you, Leanne. I appreciate that. By the way, we got a lot of new texters in there. I'm scads, hundreds. Our text lines are just like racked up. And we had to start like naming people. But like, you got what, John from Huntsville number three. So we have John Huntsville.
It may be four. I just don't know yet.
Thing one, thing two, thing three. But anyway, congratulations. Thank you. We got a bunch of new folks in there today. So appreciate it very much. Johnny from Fayette says, I drive 265 miles round trip every day, and that will not work for me. The electrical grid will not handle all the chargers. It's going to take to charge fast with all electric cars. I agree, man. Technology is going to have to change. Here's the interesting thing is wrapping up this segment on dipper number three, range anxiety. Have you heard of range anxiety? It's apparently a real thing. People get antsy when they start thinking, I'm driving. How much charge time do I have left? Is there going to be a charger nearby? Am I going to run out of charge before I get there? It's range anxiety. Well, Forbes did a piece that came out just about 45 days ago. The three biggest reasons for range anxiety, fact or fiction. Now, I will say this. They determined that it is accurate that there is grounds for range anxiety when it comes to a lack of public infrastructure and, again, a lack of public fast charging. They agree. But they're agreeing in the sense of, we got to do more. We got to put more of them out there. What does that mean? Taxpayer dollars. Well, okay, first of all, if the private sector believes there's a market, they will spring to action. They will invest. They'll find a way to charge you and get you in and out of their stations in record time. We do not need the government underwriting an entire industry. Lastly, I will say this. The other thing about range anxiety not being based upon actual range being a problem, it is a problem. It doesn't matter whether your commute daily is short. If you want to go on vacation or see your family out of state, you're going to have problems with the current models that are on the market and the infrastructure not being there. And do I have time to play this, Boomer? I want to play it one last time. Ron DeSantis's spoof, go.
Team DeSantis presents
Real Man of Women's Sports.
Today we recognize the men who've hacked the system.
Hacked the system.
Once mediocre in the men's division, now cream of the crop in the women's.
From mediocre to champion.
You couldn't cut it with the boys, so you pushed women off the podium.
Real men steal first place.
Because without you, sports would be fair. Without you, women's sports would be for, well, women.
That's awesome. I think we need to play. I had one of our texters say we need to play that like every week forever.
Yes. We may just have to splice it up and keep a little bit.
All right, you guys, it's been a great day. I know we're counting down to the end of the show, but listen, what an amazing day. You guys are an amazing audience. Boomer and I love being here. This is a very cool gig. And the idea that we have all of y'all out there, I mean all y'all, every one of y'all, this show exists for you. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't do it. In the meantime, we're back here tomorrow at 2. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then.